Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There may be some good news by the end of this day with SpaceX, the private rocket company that Elon Musk founded, set to launch two Americans into orbit. And Jay Ratliff is our go-to guy when it comes to anything that has to do with aviation, space exploration. What do you think, Jay? Is there a reason to be excited about this? Is this a great new era in American space exploration?
Personally, I hope so. Look, I'm disappointed that the Apollo program didn't do what many of those astronauts had hoped as far as opening up the door for the advancement of, space travel and exploration and science enhancement. So the idea that we have this going on now, especially privately funded, is interesting and certainly exciting. I know the Federal Aviation Administration sent out a notice to airmen, basically to all the commercial airlines, private pilots, saying that the Cape area, 40 nautical miles, basically restricted airspace for the day as we all prepare for this historic and exciting launch.
The arrangement here with the private investment seems to be really important, that the American government has walked away in large part from direct financing, but they're going to be partnerships. And I think there are some people who are very critical of that arrangement, that this should be something that the government just runs on its own, that it's direct payment from government. Do you think the public-private arrangement will be successful?
I personally do, because I think a lot of our advancements that we have in business, and I don't care if it's on the medical forefront, science, whatever it might happen to be, even though the two of those are combined, obviously, you have a lot of times when the government is involved, you don't have the competitive nature in place. You don't have that as a factor. And the minute that space exploration becomes profitable in whatever way that might happen to be, I mean, there'll be a race. And anytime you have that, it's going to allow things to happen faster, and you're going to basically be able to see things done, sometimes at a much lower cost than what you would have otherwise, as that's passed on to other individuals who participate in it. So, I mean, a lot of us hope that this is going to lead to a lot more, and, it's certainly exciting. I mean, does this, open up the door from a private standpoint where they continue the discussions on heading to Mars? And how soon could something like that happen? So all of that, for somebody like me that loves aviation, loves space, I've been around, the Apollo astronauts and others, my whole life. So the idea of seeing this type of a thing take place is you have to be excited.
Yeah. If you don't mind, let me bring up the industry that we talk about most of the time, the plane flights around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary did a story a little bit earlier that we've seen ridership plummet from the Richmond airport. And from what I'm told, my friends in D.C. go to the Reagan airport and there's nobody there. In Dulles, there's nobody there. What do you think it's going to take to begin to bounce back? Are there assurances that the airlines can offer that are going to make people want to buy tickets again and get on a plane? I actually have a little bit of anxiety about it, because it seems to me that's a petri dish. Talk about getting on the cruise ship and being in a petri dish, being in that tube locked up 4, 5, 6 hours if you're traveling overseas, worries me a little bit. Should I be worried?
Well, I think we should be concerned, and I think a lot of people are, and I think rightfully so. There's a lot of things on the good news side of things, and the fact that airlines now are sanitizing their airplanes unlike ever before. It used to be they would get kind of a general blah, blah cleaning every night when they ended the day. But that was, you know, the tray tables might be wiped down. They sweep. They you know, try to clean out the seat back pockets. But it's nothing that is as thorough as what we're seeing now with the advancement of a lot of the sanitizing equipment that's used now, like for Delta Airlines and others, after every single flight. It's a 6 to 10 minute process for them to do so. So we've not seen clean airplanes like this ever, which is good. Now, as far as the demand for travel, we used to average about 2.5 million people that would fly commercially every day domestically here in the United States. That dropped down last month to a low of, I think, one day, 97,000 people.
Wow.
That's a college football stadium.
Yeah, right.
Now, last Friday, as we kicked off Memorial Day, the TSA told us 348,673 people were flying. So it's up significantly from where it was last month. But you are still looking at, you know, still 86% below the normal. And, you know, when you're looking at these airlines that are losing $40 to $100 million a day, and you think about, you know, how many businesses could survive for any extended period of time being asked to exist on 15% of the revenue that they were making last year. So it's some tough time for the airlines, and I think for passengers, they need to have some sort of testing or some sort of a vaccine for a lot of people before they're going to be comfortable on getting on an airplane. Now, you have airlines in the Middle East like Dubai, Emirates, that has a blood test for their passengers. It's a 10-minute blood test that is administered by the health department. If you do not have the coronavirus, you fly. If you do, you don't. Now, the idea of that allows everybody that gets on an airplane to know, hey, everybody here is okay, both crew and passengers. People going to other, you know, as the plane goes to other countries, Emirates can say, we're not bringing you any problems. Everybody's been tested. But, you know, obviously you're not going to see a blood test here in the United States. People freak out over a pat down. There's no way that we're going to have the TSA administering blood tests. So I think until we have the vaccine or a better way of testing, people are going to be apprehensive. Now, airlines are trying to make us feel better. Mm-hmm. They're telling us that we can wear a mask, make it at home if we want, you know, bring it to the airport, which I think is a joke. When you're talking about a medical type of situation, and they're telling the passengers that you have to wear it in the gate area, but once it's on the plane, it kind of becomes optional at that point, which tells me that, you know, we're more interested in perception than anything else. And of course, next month, John, they're going to start taking our temperature to see if we're running a fever of 100.4 or more. And if passengers or crew have that, they're not going to be allowed to fly. But again, we all know with the coronavirus, you can be contagious for 14 days absent of a fever.
Right. I just think the whole there's a lot of theater involved in this that I think will probably scare a lot of people off. So, hey,
it's going to be a slow return. That's for sure.
Jay Ratliff, our aviation expert, really glad to talk to you again. Sorry, it's been a couple of weeks since we've chatted. Thank you for coming back on.
Always my pleasure. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.